Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. You may have been with a guy who cared more about himself than anybody else, treated you like crap. You may have been with a guy who actually went overboard trying to be your hero. And then ultimately the relationship lost its fizzle. It lost its chemistry. He pulled away, he withdrew, or even started resenting you. There are men who can live at either end of the spectrum, being extremely selfish or extremely selfless. The narcissists and the people pleasers. Here's a little quick primer on both kinds of men and what's going on there and what you can do about it. So, when you've attracted someone who is a narcissist, there is a very good chance that they've reacted to their own childhood by becoming completely self-involved to where their needs have to come first or they feel like they don't matter. They literally are like the shadow that blocks out the sun. It's only their needs, and your needs never seem to be considered. While narcissists can come across as extremely confident at first, particularly because they've had a lot of time and attention to build themselves up since they're getting all the resources, time and attention in their life, they can be attractive, confident, charming. They can really be someone who you want to be with on paper or on a first impression. Particularly if you have any wounds in your past around feeling like you are in a dance or witnessed your mom being in a dance with a narcissist. The problem is, once you're with a narcissist, they will gradually drain and degrade you, unintentionally in many ways, but they will gradually make you feel like a second-class citizen. They'll make you feel unimportant, and this will hurt your self-worth and self-esteem. On the other end of the spectrum, you may actually bounce back from being with a narcissist by wanting to be with a people-pleaser guy. These are the guys that make you feel amazing. They adore you. It's all about you all the time. It's only about your needs, in fact. The people-pleaser grew up needing to caretake usually a unhappy mother's feelings, but it could be any parent or main figure in his life growing up, that he didn't have permission to put his needs first, or they would be upset or depleted, or it would destabilize the emotional safety of his home. So he adapted. He learned how to figure out, who do you need me to be for you to be happy? He took responsibility for everyone else's feelings, put his last. These guys are underexpressed. They're not going to share openly with you during the relationship, and they will gradually build up a sense of depletion and resentment. The way they make you happy is by giving themselves up to be in the relationship and be around you. So what do you do to prevent the gradual loss of desire? Because quite often people pleasers sexually also begin to put up a wall to keep themselves safe. They are with you, but they can't afford to be sexual or intimate with you. What do you do if you're attracting narcissists or people pleasers? Well, with a people pleaser, the most important things for you to do are make sure that you are getting your own needs met so that you're not eating up what he's offering you like it's the last day at a buffet and you're starving. You literally need to make sure that when he starts to go to an unhealthy extent, when he's offering to be of service in ways that really aren't good for him, don't meet his needs, even though it can be sweet in quotes that a man wants to make a sacrifice, like with one of my clients, where he offered to drive for hours across town to do some small favor for her at her home. You have to, at some point, be well-fed enough that you don't need that much adoration, acknowledgement, and attention to where you're willing to let the guy put himself last, and lose his sleep and not do things that are good for him. Once in a while, obviously, and when it's important, it's wonderful to have a man willing to do acts of service. But if we are literally living off it like it's oxygen, and he loves giving it daily, like it's a fish in water, he will get depleted and will get resentful. So once you fill your own cup in some of those ways, emotionally and in other ways, for your needs, you'll be able to receive in a healthy amount from him, and say no thanks to him with love. But with a people pleaser, if he's not being of service, he'll be scared that you won't want him anymore. That's his low self-worth. So, it's making it clear, I love you, I appreciate what you do, I don't really need you to do this. What would mean a lot to me is seeing you get the good night's sleep you need, or doing this with your time, energy, resources, money. It's you saying no with love. With a narcissist, you must learn to say no as well by saying yes to yourself first. When you feel like the narcissist's needs are always coming first, it's you not having to fight them, but you just going and doing what you need to do, whether it pleases them or not. There will be friction with the narcissist when you begin to assert you doing what you need. But it's you holding firm to doing what you need in your life. It's you holding firm so long as it doesn't place you in physical danger and conflict with him. It's you holding firm through that. And if you are with any kind of man where you feel unsafe physically, avail yourself of the resources out there for abused women, for the authorities, your local police if necessary. Keep yourself safe. But when it's emotional lack of safety or his judgment, his lack of approval, his conditional love, it's time for you to say yes to yourself and no to that narcissist. That's it in a nutshell. There's only so much we can do in one day here, ladies. Do that today and you'll begin to have healthier, more empowered relationships. Much love. And by the way, if this stuff is helping you, please share with other women you know would benefit.